BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
The last one was 43 years ago. That's what it said on the Radio 1 website. It wasn't, it was a week. But it's back, it's the Scott Mills Daily. All the best bits from today's show. I'm back from Eurovision in Sweden, and Chris is back from the holiday island of Fernando's. We'll discuss on the podcast. We enjoy the Vine of R&B star Miguel. Also a new plan, a money-making scheme from Chris that involves singing. I Forgot the Plot, and Real or No Real is a Dan and Phil special.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello. I'm back from actual Sweden. This is Scott on Radio 1. All right, Chris?
Very good. How
back
are you?
Back from Fernando's.
Check out the tan.
There's nothing there.
What you... You're serious?
There's nothing.
Bronzed.
Seriously. Right, how many... I know that you hate spending time in the sun, right?
Yeah.
So, like, every day, how long, wearing sun protection, would you say you sat in the sun for?
Oh, I lathered the stuff on.
Yeah, but how long do you actually sit in it for before you
bored? I'll do like 10, 15 minutes, but then I'll go to the bar, and then I'll come back and do that. I mean, accumulatively, if that's a word, it was a few hours.
Per day?
Per week.
Oh, right, so 3 hours in
no,
the week.
No, but I would do 15... I was like a professional tanner. I'd do 15 minutes on.
You weren't.
Hour in the bar. Oh. 15 minutes on, hour in the bar.
Okay.
You let it sink in, Scott. You get a deeper tan.
And how was the war zone of Fernando's?
It was incredible. I had a lovely time, thank you. And I know you don't... The thing
what?
Is, you're not going to believe me here.
Right, stop the music.
Right, so...
So it was 25 quid.
Deal of the century. You were all doubting me. It was amazing. And I'm not even joking. Firstly, the weather was nice.
Well, I knew the weather
place,
would be nice.
The place, I have to admit, when I turned up, there was a massive construction site to the left, which I was concerned about, but no building work took place in that, and it wasn't my accommodation.
How near were you to the construction site?
Right, I mean, next door, but there was no construction work taking place.
Oh, they were having a break.
There was no there was no timeshare, as you predicted, and I wasn't on a flight path. It was amazing.
And when you looked out to sea, how visible were the cranes?
No, honestly, and no one's going to believe it. No one's going to believe it, are
£25.
They? I had an amazing holiday.
What was in the welcome pack?
The welcome pack actually exceeded expectations. There was a nice bottle of, what's it called, Prosecco.
Right.
Which was great. But then obviously when Watford went through, which we do need to talk about, I sprayed that everywhere, so that was wasted.
Oh.
And there was boxes of cereal.
Smell him.
And a nice...
Spraying Prosecco everywhere now.
Don't start on that. And there was a loaf of bread. Very nice.
Oh, that's very good. So Prosecco and bread. I've got to say, fair play to you. I can't fault it.
No.
I thought it was going to be absolutely horrendous.
I think all
How
of you...
How disappointing.
Yeah, exactly. All of you hoped it would be. No, I had an amazing time.
Good. I am getting used to hearing normal songs again after being in a Eurovision bubble all week.
Well, was that for you?
Amazing. Like, the weird... I can't explain to you what a weird week it was, but it was fun.
Did you bring the plop?
Oh, the plop!
Right. I said this would happen.
I have bought you all some plop, which is Sweden's best-selling chocolate bar.
Now, last
night... I have
night,
forgotten them.
We covered for Dan and Phil on Sunday night, and I said this would happen. You
I've
said
got a
you
family
would bring the plop.
Pack.
I said, I guarantee you, he will not bring the plop tomorrow.
I forgot.
Sure enough,
I forgot.
I bet you don't bring it tomorrow. Either.
I will.
A tenor says you don't.
Plop is on tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, it's lovely to be back.
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, right. Have you got any videos from this holiday? Because I'm struggling to believe it that the cost of that is as good as you say it is.
The thing is, you'll see, it's a very pleasant room that I had.
Right.
And also, look, went to go see the whales and the dolphins on one day. That was pleasant. Look at that video. See, that's good.
It's really annoying me now.
It's annoying you because I had a nice time.
No, I don't ever begrudge you having a nice time. It's just, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
Do you know what? I think a few other people have, judging by the text, similar deal. And let me reassure you, it's brilliant.
And, like, what were the beds in the rooms?
Yeah. No, full-on beds. There was a working toilet. But I'm underselling it. It was a good toilet.
Was it?
It had one of those...
Well, like a Japanese one with all the instructions
no,
on.
No, it had one of those little levers. Ones next to it that you're never sure what quite to do.
Oh, the bidet.
The bidet.
Did you have a go just in case? I always do.
Never tried it. I find the thing so intimidating.
Why?
Because what on earth are you going to do with
it? It's quite
that?
Nice. You switch it on and... Ooh.
Do you Try it.
There's ever one, which there isn't really anymore.
No one uses them.
No, they do. And actually, when I was in Greece last year, the hotel did have one. You've got to make use of it if it's there.
I just disagree.
Turn it on, sit down. Whew,
really?
Just a few seconds.
The thought of it, just, I don't see why anyone would do
it.
It'll
change your life.
Civilised world.
Cannot believe you didn't have a go on that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Nicky Romero. Well, that could be the one with Avicii, of course, did the opening ceremony song on the Eurovision Song Contest on Saturday night.
I had a fantastic party that night.
Did you? Did you do any drinking games for key changes?
Yeah, got right involved. What was that host about?
Pierre Lamilde.
She was interesting, wasn't she?
I love her. Like, in the way that teachers do, every time she pronounced a name, she pronounced it more. Enunciated all of her words.
Yeah.
Since May last year, the competition has travelled 2,600 miles north to Malmö.
And Malmö.
She really was treating the audience like idiots, wasn't
Malmö.
She?
Malmö.
No, I think you're told to speak slower.
Are you?
I was trying to say it like that all week. Welcome to Malmö. Malmö. But I couldn't quite get it right.
Tonight, it's an honour for me to welcome you to Malmö, Sweden.
Okay.
And welcome to Malmö.
And what was your name?
My name is Petra Mede. And as you can see, I am the only host.
Through the week, it seems that she's getting more and more annoyed with having to keep saying it.
Good evening. My name is Petra Mede.
Okay, I get it.
My name is Petra Mede.
All right, love.
My name is Petra Mede. Petra Mede. Petra Mede.
Okay, calm down, dear.
What is the name?
Petra Mede.
Yeah,
she was amazing. Did you see her one-woman song and dance routine?
What was going on?
It was
there?
Brilliant.
I honestly couldn't work out, because by that point you have had a couple of drinks in the main, haven't you?
Right, fair play to her. She had to. That's a hard show to present. It's a three-hour show, and then she does a massive long song and dance routine.
The Swedish smorgasbord.
Yes.
Wasn't that it?
Stu, the painter in Bournemouth, was very, very confused. He had a couple of beers watching Eurovision, dozed off, and woke up during the meatballs going across the stage.
It was very odd.
On the Swedish smorgasbord song.
Yeah.
That would have been confusing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just feel like I need to catch up, really, this week. I had to watch the news last night. I often watch the news, but I had to watch it. Like, I was like, I've got to watch the 10 o'clock news, because when I was in Sweden, I was aware of nothing else apart from good and bad Eurovision songs.
Yeah, that was your world, wasn't it?
It was my whole world for a whole week, Chris. Mm. Did I miss anything? Like, we haven't had a chance to gossip off air yet. Anything happened in Fernando's that I should be aware of on your holiday?
I mean, I don't know if it should be what happened in Fernando's stays in Fernando's.
Oh, really?
No, but there wasn't really that. I mean, it wasn't like a big lad's holiday or anything like that.
Quite chilled.
Yeah, quite chilled. I've got to give a massive shout out to the entertainment in the evenings.
Oh, I love them.
At the place. So you know how fond I am of the things that go on in a resort especially, but in like the hotel bar. So there's always like karaoke.
When I was in Egypt, we had a brilliant Robbie Williams. Looked just like
right.
him.
Right, well, we had one as well. And what was brilliant, at the start of every day... I'd go to the, there was this little supermarket where we were, and I'd get a nice croissant, and a poster would go
crazy.
Up. A poster would go up of the act that was performing that night.
Oh, right. So they booked them last minute.
I don't think it was. I think it was just like building the tension, because every night we had the greatest acts Fernando's had to offer.
Actually, that's true, because when I went to Egypt, in the morning, they'd come out and they'd be like, tonight is Mexican night at the buffet. Yep. And then they'd also put the poster of the act on that's going to be on that night.
So every morning I was greeted with amazing news as to what world-class performer was performing there that night, including a Michael Jackson tribute artist on one night, which I got right involved in. I even managed to get myself brought up on stage, was handed a wig, and I danced with him. There is a video of this, which we might be able to get off my phone.
Can we do that?
I think so. We'll work on that.
Were you Michael Jackson? Were you one of the Jackson...
I was one of the Jackson 5.
Oh, God.
Joined him on stage. I mean, it really was great.
I can't wait to see this.
Another night, there was a Robbie Williams tribute act.
Always. There always is.
Another night, there was an Elton John tribute act.
Yeah.
And it really inspired me, actually, because loads of people went to the bar every evening. And it's clearly a money-making exercise. I mean, it's clearly a way... A license to print money, in my opinion.
I think you can earn money from it, yeah. I mean, these people... normally stay on resort, I think. There'll be some of them listening now. Blobby Williams listens to this show.
Right.
Who's the fattest Robbie Williams impersonator.
Amazing. And what was great, on one of the nights I noticed, and I can't remember which two it was, that it was the same impersonator doing two people.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that happens. You know, remember when I did a gig with Maybe Gaga?
Yes.
Well, she was also doubled up as Kylie.
Right, okay.
Same as, there's one called Someone Like Adele, which yes. I quite liked. But she, I think she doubled up as Gaga as well.
Yeah. I'm just looking at Tribute Arts Online right now. I've just seen If You Seek Britney.
Yeah. Almost Pink. You need a name that sounds a bit like them, but not so much that they'll sue your ass.
I'd quite like to. Well, I was thinking that, you know, Robbie Williams and that, there seems to be an oversaturation of
There's
that
a load
market.
Of him. Yeah, don't do him.
I've even just seen one called Only One Direction.
That's a bit dodgy, isn't it? That's just one word difference.
Yeah, that, I would suggest they change that.
I would take that down immediately from the internet.
But what a great business idea that is.
And are you going to become one?
Well, I was tempted to call Mrs. Mead on my holiday to say, right, I've got our money-making scheme. I will go out and I'll be one of these tribute acts every night in a holiday resort. But firstly, I need someone to book me.
Why would Mrs. Mead be interested in this?
I don't know. It just seems like the kind of thing she'd invest
there
in.
There are tribute acts all over the world working, yeah. like, solidly.
But I think I could do it really well.
Sure. What better than the people you saw in Fernando's?
Yes. Or at least on a par. At least I'd be booked. So what I would like to do is think of some new art, maybe artists that haven't got so many tribute acts.
Yeah, because Robbie and Take That saturated. Yeah. There's loads of Lady Gaga's. There's quite a lot of Rihanna's now. What about Ollie Murs?
Perfect.
I don't know whether there's any Murs tribute bands out there.
No.
Once again, you need a name that's a bit like his, but not. You can, don't be like, I think it's always a cop-out when it's like, the ultimate Ollie Murs tribute.
No, we don't want to do that. It needs to be like Ollie...
Nobby Murs.
Yeah, something like that.
That could be you.
Again, Adele could be something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I think you can also be sometimes the name of one of their songs, like, he's a troublemaker.
Yes. So I wouldn't mind giving this a go.
Sure, okay.
And I thought with your celebrity connections as well, you could easily get me some bookings.
Where do you want that? Okay.
Because then what I could do is go out for birthdays and things like that, maybe.
Okay, so you want to stay UK-based, right?
I'd rather for now until we really see how good this can be and then hit the resorts.
And I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen a couple like in the holiday camps and resorts that I sometimes DJ at, but I'm not sure how popular they are here compared to abroad. I think it's one of those things where you're on a holiday and there's a tribute act on.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I just think as long as you're confident with it, you can get away with anything.
Okay, so buy yourself a hat.
Yeah, tight trousers.
Yeah, really tight trousers. And what do you want to have a go?
The Ollie Murs. Now this is a problem because I don't know the words.
We ain't nothing but a troublemaker girl. That's me, Flo Rida. Started.
Spinning around. After a drink or two, I was putty in your... You see, no, it's going to be awful until the whole act is going to rely on
singing.
The look of it as well, and the dancing, Scott. The singing could be a minor thing. I could mime along to it.
Maybe we suggest this to him at Radio 1's Big Weekend next week and he can help you out.
Maybe I dress, do the tribute act thing in front of him and we let the people decide who's better.
No, he's going to be better. You're just the tribute act, love.
It's true. You can never be better than the original then, probably, can
you? Here's the chorus.
Why does it hurt so bad and something else?
Oh, God. Chris, mate, it's already happened.
What's happened?
The Ollie Murs tribute happened.
Who?
Baldy Murs. Not even joking. And to mirror the actual artist.
Oh, it is.
Baldy Murs is going to support Blobby Williams on tour in 2013.
Baldy Murs. I'm just looking at his Facebook. Amazing.
Baldy and Blobby on tour together, just like the real artists. I like that they do tours together like the real artists do.
Yeah.
So that's off.
Oh, please, can we get Baldy Murs on?
No. Someone saw him in Worcester last week. Yes, you see, he did a gig in Worcester a couple of weeks ago with Blobby Williams. They're on tour right now.
I need to see Baldy.
They're on tour right now.
Can we not get Ollie Murs to collaborate with Baldy Murs? That would be incredible.
No. I tell you what, a talent agency has just been on that deals with various tribute acts. They need a Bruno Mars.
Okay. Well, maybe we can combine the two. Bruno Murs.
You could wear that wig again.
Which one?
Did you bring the wig from Tenerife?
Oh, no, I didn't bring it back with me. No, I had to put it back in the box. That's not a flattering photo of him, is it?
No, but that's the same wig. I mean, I'm not saying that Bruno's is a wig.
Yeah,
that's his actual
it does
hair.
Look identical to the wig I was wearing.
It does.
So, Bruno...
They need Rizzle Kicks or Bruno Mars. They've got other Ollie Murs.
Right, well, why don't we do Rizzle Kicks together?
No, absolutely not. No.
Yes.
I'm leaving it to you to be Bruno.
I want to make it my goal now to get Baldy Murs and Ollie Murs together. It's just. Have you seen the picture of Baldy Mears?
No,
let me see. It's like, as tribute acts go.
Oh my God!
You're not meant to look slightly like. All he does is put a hat on.
Well, I'm sorry, but the similarities between you and Bruno Mars aren't evident. You're still going to do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and that was fun. And Janelle Monáe with We Are Young. Something really bad's just happened.
Why are you...
I'm Scott Spills. I'm back. Literally the whole studio has just collapsed around my ears.
This is strong.
I'm so sorry. Can that be repaired? Nothing's broken. Nothing,
exactly. What are you doing?
I just...
Why are you wearing two pairs of headphones?
Because I keep getting this pair mistaken for the other pair. I've had a long week in Sweden, you know? Are these the ones? Yeah, these are the ones that I can hear out of. Good. Right, you just heard Registry 2 and Rizzle Kicks and Fun. Can you unswirl that, Madonna?
I wish we could video what was going on right now because...
It's a massive mess. I've made a big, big mess.
There's about two or three pairs of headphones.
Some monitors were involved. It's all fine. We've done
it. It's not hard.
God, thank God for Cara. The Scott Mills Daily. I was a little bit worried about you while you were away because I didn't really hear much from you.
Yeah.
Were you busy?
I was in holiday mode.
Sure. Because, I know that things have been going down with your football club and I just wanted, I'd never heard anything from you on Twitter at all. Or, I thought you might have kept me updated seeing as you want me to be some kind of super fan.
I know. I want you to care. I know I know you don't really, but
how can I care if I don't know the information?
As your friend, I would like you to care about things that are important to me. And obviously,
Watford.
Do you remember when you tried to take an interest? Watford could have been automatically promoted, but unfortunately, they just missed out.
Was that when you were going to jump in that pond in the town centre?
That's
I advised you against it.
Well, yes. I don't know what the rules are with that.
I don't think it's allowed.
Anyway.
So yes, you didn't do the pond?
Didn't do the pond.
They lost quite badly.
No, they lost and it was quite bad. And you're right. And remember, I was disappointed, but we did get into the playoffs.
Right.
Now, how it works
said that would happen, yeah.
In the playoffs is so there's four teams and they're trying to get that last space to get promoted or upgraded, as you'd call it, to the Premier League.
So they go from economy to first?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what happened is we were drawn against Leicester City. And so you play two matches, one at Leicester and one at Watford. And the one at Leicester we lost. But it doesn't matter because then Watford played Leicester at Watford. And it was the most... I was on holiday, obviously, so it's kind of hard for me because I was getting texts from people keeping me up to date.
And let's face it, no Spanish TV is going to show the Watford game.
It was... it was tricky to get... And I was getting these updates and we've made the playoff final. So we're into the final next Monday at Wembley.
Well, what was this about, a penalty or something?
Right, exactly.
Is that where they all go to the same end?
That is kind of where they all go to the same end. So Leicester... strong suspicion of a dive, but we won't go into that. But there was a player went down, a penalty was awarded anyway,
that's what
happened. And this Leicester City player steps up to take the penalty right at the end of the game, so it's really exciting.
Okay, I want to hear, you've got this thing for me from BBC Three Counties.
This commentary is amazing.
Okay.
But what I must say is if this player had scored his penalty, Leicester City probably would have gone up.
Oh, so they would have been upgraded instead.
They would have gone into the final. They would have gone into playoff final and, yeah, they could have a chance of being upgraded.
And you know Beckett, used to work on the show?
Yeah.
She's excited that, I think, is it Yeovil have been upgraded as well?
This is very exciting news. This was, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
That Yeovil have been upgraded, as you call it.
Good for them.
So here is the moment. Want you to enjoy.
And again, Cassetti clears! Unbelievable! Unbelievable of Vicarage Road! Almunia keeps Watford in it. And Anya...
Apparently 20 seconds in is best.
...finds Forestieri. Forestieri right on into the area. Gets the cross in. Hawk is there. Heads it down. Dean is there. Unbelievable scene. There's a pitch invasion at Watford. Troy Deeney scores the winning goal. Would you believe it here at Vicarage Road?
Unbelievable!
Watford 3, Leicester City 1, and Watford will play at Wembley in the playoff final.
He's going to get nodules.
this is a lad called John Marks, who is, you can hear how excited he is. Honestly, Scott, I was all over the place.
Were you?
I really was.
Were you all of... all of a bit of a faff, were you? Didn't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, you see, you did.
So I got on the balcony again.
No,
because I can.
Yes, I was. Honestly, I just didn't know what to do. I was all over the place. Wow. So this is good news. We're in the playoff final now.
I'm really pleased for you. I'm really pleased.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm really am.
But
yeah.
Can you hear how exciting that was for?
I know, and I'm just thinking, there's nothing in life that gets me as excited as that.
Yes,
and like, listen to that guy's voice.
A few Leicester fans have been on saying they're not too fussed about this story.
No,
but that's fine. Come on.
Okay. Let everyone have their moment.
Yeah.
I just wish there was something that I could get involved with that made me that excited.
Right. Well, there you go. Play a final on Monday.
Like,
I've
even
got
when
a spare
I go
ticket.
And see my favourite pop star, I don't sound like this.
Unbelievable!
Legend.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Scott.
Right, where are you today?
I'm in Durham.
What are you
revising
doing?
For my uni, revising for uni exams.
Oh, loads of people are. How can I help?
I was just going to say, surely if UK ever won Eurovision, you would be as excited as that commentator.
What an amazing thought.
Yes, that would get me excited. It's not going to happen, is it? Imagine.
Well no.
And the UK wins.
To be fair, I think the majority of UK would probably be on the floor in shock.
This is me if we ever win Eurovision. So normally, on a Monday, Dan and Phil off of the internet come in to play Real or No Real, but they ain't here. And in fact, we did their show on Radio 1 last night, which was a lot of fun.
It was.
It's on iPlayer if you fancy listening again. It had a certain, I don't know what I'm doing feel about it, which I think worked in my favour.
Yeah, and a certain sort of, you know, you could tell you'd had a week off. Exactly. Or not a week off, but you know what I mean, like a week away from the radio.
Yeah, I was like, meh. I was full of beans.
You're That's full of beans.
I was. Should we play a little bit of it? So they do a thing on there called Internet News. Obviously, the whole show is streamed live on the Radio 1 website. So we have to wear comedy newsreader spectacles. And Chris, for some reason, lost it during last night's Internet News. They'll make it professional again next week, obviously. It will never sound like this again. Should we play that now?
Mm.
Talking professional. Hello?
I think the internet news thing's cursed.
Here it is. Hello.
It's music. In City of Keene, New Hampshire, a group called Robin Hood and His Merry Men are topping off parking meters of strangers. And they're doing something about the council. Internet
right,
news.
Right, you're fucking... That's rubbish. Oh. Like, you can even hear the story.
I tried.
Yeah. So that'll be, they'll do it better next week. But it was real good fun, and thank you to all the Dan and Phil fans as well for being so lovely last night. They were really good. The show's on the iPlayer. So it's going to be you and me playing against each other instead of Dan and Phil today on Real or No Real, the return of Real or No Real at 3:40. And Chris, you're teaming up with Dan and Phil at the weekend, aren't you?
Yes.
Going all over the place, all over the site at Radio 1's big weekend. Backstage, they'll be in the dressing rooms, they'll be in the makeup area, they'll be in the bit where all the artists chill out, speaking to loads of people, some of the stars of the big weekend, and making loads of videos from behind the scenes, which you can see on the Radio 1 website during this show next week. All good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This noise could also double maybe as the noise of Grimmie's colonic irrigation. It sounds like there's more than one of him, but apart from that...
From the strings of this old rusty guitar.
I'm hearing that Jake Bugg is one of the artists that you're going to have some time with next weekend, at Radio 1's big weekend. Oh, no. Can you just... Right, OK. I feel that I am responsible for you, okay?
Yes.
And what we're doing this year, instead of me going out to meet the artists, is we're sending you lot, like Dan and Phil and you out. And I do feel responsible. Could you not embarrass me, please?
I absolutely won't embarrass you, but equally, there are opportunities here, aren't there?
But, well, I hate it when you say that.
Do you remember I did a extended version of that song, for example?
Yeah, I do.
What I was thinking is maybe I could put it on a... put it on a CD and just give that to him.
Okay, let me just... Can we hear that again? Let's see.
I can see Scott and Jake on a farm in their country house. It's a very big house in the country, on a farm. They live in a house, a very big house in the country. Likes an animal farm, something about a farm in the country. More about countries. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Right, this is exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. I can't be there when you're doing that, all right?
Okay.
It's one of those things where I have to hold onto the side or hold on to something firm because I can't bear it.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to meet loads of people and make loads of videos and maybe just give a sort of view that you maybe won't get from the front of the stage. It'll be all the special stuff that you can find online. It's
like,
be
if
good.
It was me, like I've done it in previous years, for many years, I would just do an interview with Jake Bugg and ask him how much he's looking forward to Big Weekend. Your first idea, I'm going to get him to milk a cow. Brilliant.
It's a good idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. Normally, Dan and Phil, you know them, Sunday night, Radio 1, big stars on the internet. They're normally here on Monday to do this. They're not here, they're in LA, you know? So it's a Dan and Phil special. It's about them. But I'm playing along with Chris. Here we go. 10 Scott Mills points. Play along at home. For each one you get right, give yourself 10.
Amazing Phil holds the world record for stacking 2 pence piece coins at speed.
Wow. If true.
So you stack up the 2p's. I could never do it myself. I've tried several times.
Do you think that's how he got known? So he put a video of himself doing that on the internet?
Well, maybe. It's a bit like Conor Maynard put those covers of him doing Neo on YouTube. Boom.
See, that's what we've never explored with Dan and Phil. At some point, that has started. Do you know what I mean? At some point, one of them has decided, right, I'm going to put a video online.
Yeah,
see how this
but
goes.
What video was it?
Yeah, exactly.
Same as all the greats. Justin Bieber, Conor Maynard, Dan and Phil.
And I'd love to know what that video is. And I've got a feeling it could be something like this because I would share that. Well, maybe.
I think I would.
Speed stacking. So, on that basis, I'm going to say real.
I can't see him being the first person ever to do that. It must have been done years ago, surely. 2p's? I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh! Wow.
Really?
You got the video here?
Was that the video that started off their fame on the internet?
Is that Dan? I'm looking at a video of Dan, that's very long hair, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely him. Wow, that's incredible. I did not know that about them.
What a skill.
Aren't they dark horses?
Yep.
Next.
An entirely blank video that Dan is not on fire accidentally filmed from inside his jeans pocket has just reached 1 million views on YouTube.
Oh, so he didn't even mean to film it. A bit like when you pocket call somebody.
Yeah.
Only it went viral. 1 million views coming up.
But the thing is, because they're so hugely popular, that's the kind of thing that can happen, isn't it?
They could do a blow-off on the internet and people would watch it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when a band gets really, really, really successful, they could, I think, release anything.
Mm.
And
it's like Rihanna. Like, she is doing that at the moment as well, isn't she? She's literally going, bleh! And it's like, whoa, it's on the radio, it's on the internet. Yeah.
So I can imagine,
make a song, what you know.
I can imagine chorus. People liking this kind of thing. I don't know why.
But it's just a blank video.
I know.
I'm going to say no real. What are you saying?
I'm saying real. They're very popular boys.
That one is no real.
No. Next one, please, on our Dan and Phil special.
Dan and Phil are obsessed with being in the audience on The Jeremy Kyle Show, and their fans hawkishly watch every episode in case they catch a glimpse of the internet stars seated at the back of the studio.
So is that suggesting that they've been on before? In the audience.
No, I just think they want to be on.
Right, and the fans are looking out for it.
And maybe they say, like, oh, we might be on soon, and tease the fans so that they have to watch it every day to see if they eventually appear.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the day that they have a domestic and they end up on The Jeremy Kyle Show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they...
What, DNA and all that?
No, I don't, I don't think it's like that. Maybe a lie detector.
All right, cool.
But what a lovely thought. I mean, we've both talked at length about wanting to be in the audience of The Jeremy Kyle Show, haven't we?
We have. We've been obsessed for that for a while, but we never actually got round to it. And even when Jeremy Kyle himself came into this show and just said, yeah, come on, haven't got round to
we
it.
We still haven't done it.
And I don't know why. I'm such an idiot.
I'd love us to do that. But yeah, maybe this is... I don't know why. I can just imagine this is the kind of thing that they've said they're going to do.
But also, a lot of their fans will be at school when Jeremy Kyle's on, so how can they watch every day?
Good point. So what are you saying?
I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh. Really?
Wow. Really?
So they've been in the audience, have they? Yep. Look, oh,
they've been on.
Picture here, yep.
Well, I'm jealous now. I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, they've even managed to get a close-up of Phil with the caption. That's what I've always wanted. You know, a picture of you in the audience with the caption.
Can I see? Are you already pregnant or have you cheated?
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, with the title of today's show on.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be on one of the American ones. There's one that I was always wish I was on just for the subject title. And you see a quick, like a screen grab of my face in the audience. And it was, My Daughter is a Hoochie Mama. And I think that was on, I can't remember which one. It may be Jerry Springer, actually. Mm. And next.
To save money when travelling, Dan and Phil only ever book a single hotel room and go top to tail in bed.
Now, what are we saying about this?
I'm saying it's economical.
It is. Is that how it works with double acts like that?
Yeah, we've never done it, have we?
No, absolutely not. What do you mean? No, we've never topped and tailed. But, yeah. I mean, they're very much a sort of...
They are a double act.
Yes.
You know, like you don't get one without the other.
No. So, to be economical, yes, I can believe that. So I'm going to say real.
Do you think... All right.
No. Real.
I'm saying... I'm also saying real, yeah. Yes.
That one is no real.
Oh. And at the end of that, real or no real?
You scored 10, I scored 20.
I very much enjoyed that. I only got 10?
Yeah.
God, I'm rubbish at this. So, tomorrow, we are live on Radio 1 again at lunchtime between 1 and 4. And a special treat, you can watch and listen to Jessica Lowndes off 90210 on Bingo at 1:45.